Well, I think you've got to remember that if you went back to 1945, the end of the war, most British people expected that, or at least the expectation was there, that Winston Churchill, the wartime leader, would form the first post-war government. Well, it wasn't to be, and Clem Attlee formed a government in 45 to 50, 50 to 51. And I think really, in a sense, that's when people see, certainly in the late 40s, the emergence of a welfare state. But the welfare state had been emerging already. And essentially, the welfare state consists of two elements. Insurance, where you all contribute to your health or unemployment or whatever, or to a comprehensive system of insurance. And that goes back to Lloyd George in 1911. It's built up in the 20s. And really, widened out by Beveridge in 1942 in his Beveridge Report to challenge the five great giants of want and disease and lack of education and so forth. And the idea was that if you had insurance, you protected yourself against a lot of these. Well, the post-war Labour government under James Griffith was responsible for it, just extended that scheme. And most people, there are exceptions, contributed to national insurance from which they got seven benefits, seven major benefits, including the unemployment pay, including maternity benefit. So that was a comprehensive system from cradle to the grave. And most people are covered by some aspect of that. And it was universal. It's only since the sort of 70s that it's become selective, subject to some means test or whatever. So everybody got it, except employers in certain situations.